Good morning. Today's daf Mabakama is Lamed Aleph. We're starting today on Lamed Amid Beis. We're starting with the word Zibailu, which is about a third of the way down. And can you compost? That's a question. That's a personal question. Can you leave your compost out in the street? Now that's a halacha question. So that's a Mabakama question. So you're leaving your compost out in the street. Why? Because that's how you compost. Now, I'm not speaking from experiences. We already went over yesterday. I have no experience with composting. But nevertheless, you leave it out in the street and... where basically your fruits and vegetables are going to go through decomposition and life can't get better. Once it undergoes decomposition, so now what's going to happen is that you're going to be using it for fertilizer. Good. So put the chemistry lab aside for a moment. And so now the question becomes the following. So on one hand, you totally understand, you leave it out in the street and you have the air, the humidity, people stepping on it, and it accelerates the whole decomposition process. That's fantastic. On the other hand, however, you're creating a hezek for Rishos HaRabim. So are you allowed to do that, yes or no? So are you allowed to leave it out in the street? So it seems like the answer is yes. However, that doesn't exempt you from liability. You're still going to have full liability if somebody slips and falls on it, because basically what you create is a board for Rishos HaRabim. So here's one of those unique situations, unique scenarios where you may be allowed to do so, but on the other hand, you're still going to have full liability for that which you did. Good. So that's what we went over yesterday. It's a big idea. Furthermore, not only is that a big idea, but then we compound it with the following. Let's say now you leave it out there and you have full liability for it. At the same time, you're creating a hazard for the public. Can someone go ahead and take it? So that the Gemara says also yes to, but even within that yes, we had a machlokas yesterday between Rav and Zeiri. According to Rav, so the Chachamim constant you. The Chachamim penalized you for leaving it out there. And according to Rav, people can take it, bein begufan, bein b'shivchan. Whether it's the actual fruits and vegetables that you left out, or it underwent the compost process, and now it's in its better state, that's the shevach. And according to Rav, somebody can come along and take it, bein begufan, bein b'shivchan. According to Zeiri, no. Zeiri says only b'shivchan, avalo begufan. Yes, people can help themselves to it, but only by the shevach, not by the guf. Okay. So we as the Gemara framed yesterday, what's the machlokas between Rav and Zeiri? Meaning the Chachamim penalized you. That's for sure. But what did they penalize? So according to Rav, they were kones the Shevach and the Guf, meaning that the Chachamim were unhappy with this behavior altogether. And as a result of that, they allow anyone else to come along and take it, and it doesn't matter what state it's in. Pre-compost, post-compost, okay. But meanwhile, according to Zeiri, no. The knas is only going on the shevach, not on the guf.
Oh, the knas.
Right, the knas. So that is a quick setup of what we saw yesterday, bringing us to where we are right now. On Lamed Amud Beis, a third of the way down. So ledivre amar kan so gufan mishum shivchan la'alto kansinan o lechi maisi shivchan kansinan. So within Shitas Rav, where the knas chachamim is that somebody can come along and take the compost, whether it's in its raw state, that's guf, or whether it's in its shevach state. So according to Rav, the kenas is on both, or the kenas is on the shevach, but the guf as well, incorporated in the kenas. So do you have to wait, according to Rav, until it becomes compost, or can somebody take it even beforehand? Tashma b'dekarin and galal, the Gemara says, well, go back to yesterday's daf, and I'm not going to go over the back and forth in yesterday's daf, but in the back and forth of yesterday's daf, so the Gemara said, oh, you know, compost, it's very similar to the case of people moving around fertilizer, manure. Let's call it what it is, manure. So over there, the Gemara thought that the cases were comparable. Well, the case of manure, is that more comparable to pre-compost or post-compost? So the Gemara says, well, when it comes to manure, there's no such thing as pre-compost. In other words, manure is, in other words, it came out in that state and always in that state. So by virtue of the fact that the Gemara thought to compare the two, so it would make it indicate that the kenas is going on the item, period, regardless of what state it's in. So the Gemara says, "Vitizbra kiyarin and gala mikam delashan Rav Nachman." So the Gemara says, "Okay, that's true." In other words, the Gemara did think to compare the two of them, but then the Gemara said that they're different. But on the other hand, the Gemara also went on over there, and Rav Nachman gave a distinction between the two cases. Once Rav Nachman gave a distinction between the two cases, no longer they comparable. So the Gemara says, so although we spent a moment comparing the two yesterday, but that was just a moment. Now, Lema Ketanai, the Gemara now would like to suggest this machlok between Rav and Ziri, that when the Chachamim give a knas, are they giving a knas on the Shevach? Are they even giving a knas on the Gufadavar? So the Gemara makes a really interesting comparison, right? Before today's daf, or this is really yesterday's daf, one would never think to compare lending with interest and composting. In other words, if I put those two in the same sentence together, you would think to yourself, what in the world do they have to do one with the other? Watch. So the lema ketanai shakas about ribis konsenos of ingo velos again velos ribis divrei Rabbi Meir. So let's say somebody lends with interest, lending a loan, lending money to another Jew with interest is an iser de araisa. And so you are in violation, and both parties are in agreement, and they both are understanding that it's aser, and they still want to go through with it anyway. So according to Rav Meir, knas. So what the Chachamim did is they penalized the lender, and the lender is not allowed to recover. Forget the interest, not even the principal as well. That is Shitas Rav Meir. And v'chachamim amrim gove ezekar nevelos aribis, and the Chachamim allow for recovery of the principal, but not the interest. So in other words, look, you behaved in such a bad manner, right? You lent another Jew with interest. So now Rav Meir says, look what I'm going to do. Look what the Chachamim are going to do. They're going to penalize you. You can't recover interest. You cannot recover principal. And according to Rav Chachamim, no, the kenas is only going on the interest, not on the principal. Now, once you see the comparison, it's perfect. It's a perfect comparison, or at least seemingly a perfect comparison. Similarly to compost. Similarly, in other words, by compost, so when the Chachamim are kones, are they kones only on the shevach, on the finished product, or is the kenas going to go even on the original item itself? Okay, it's actually seemingly a really good comparison. So lema, Rav Damakar, Rabbi Meir, Ziri Damakar, Rabbanan. And so now, once you see the two and see the comparison, so now we have what's called alignment. Rav is like Rav Meir, Ziri is like the Chachamim. So I'm lecha Rav Anadamri, afilu de Rabbanan. So and Rav will tell you, no, don't pigeonhole me. Don't put me just within the sheet of Rav Meir. Adkan lokami Rabbanan hasamela karen de beitera. So over there, as far as the Chachamim are concerned, look, are you allowed to lend principal? Of course you're allowed to lend principal. Meaning, in fact, not only are you allowed to, it's encouraged. Lending's encouraged. It's a mitzvah. So so that's heter. So that's why the Chachamim did not feel that there was a need to go ahead and to penalize on the principal, because that's not an iser. Avahacha karen gufa kamazik. But over here, when you're leaving your fruits and vegetables out in the street, you're creating a hezek. So on the gufa davar, in the case of compost, so that's already wrong. So that it's not comparable. And we can also go from Ziri's standpoint. Ziri amalecha anadami afilu Rav Meir. And Ziri will tell you that I could go on like Rav Meir. Adkan lokami Rav Meir hasam. Rav Meir over there in the case of the loan, lending with interest, penalizes both on the principal and on the interest. El de mishas ktiva da avale shuma. So the avahacha miyema damazik. So over there in the case of the loan, so when was the infraction? When did you violate the Torah? The moment of the origination of the loan. You are violating the Torah. So what Rav Meir will tell you is that in that scenario over there, the Chachamim said, oh, you lent with interest? We're going to go back to the root. What's the root? The root of the Isser is when the loan was originated. And the loan obviously includes both principal and interest. However, Avahachim Yehem and Damazik. But over here, look, in other words, you didn't make the hezek the moment you left out the fruit and vegetables. It's interesting. The Gemara over here, it seems to be asserting that the hezek, the iser hezek, is only when the damage is actually done, even though, right, I can easily construct an argument that the moment you leave it out and create the hezek, there's already an iser, but the Gemara says not necessarily. Right, mi yemer demazik. Who's to say that the damage will happen? Meaning, it's true. In other words, it's risky behavior. But at this point in time, the damage hasn't been done. The monetary infraction hasn't yet occurred. So that's how you can distinguish between the case of ribis and the interest bearing loan versus our case of composting. Okay, lemakani tonight. Okay, so what do we have right now? We have a machlokes between Rav and Ziri. In terms of when the Chachamim counsel you for leaving your fruits and vegetables out there for compost. So, and the Chachamim said, now someone can go ahead and help themselves to it because of a knas. It's yours, but the Chachamim cancels you for behaving in irresponsible behavior. According to Rav, what can people help themselves to? The Shevach and the Guf. According to Ziri, only the Shevach, not the Guf. Good. Now, with that stated, so the Gemara is now going to suggest another round of, this may be a Machlokas Tanayim. How do I know that? Because I'm Amosi Tiv Nevekash L'Rosh HaSarab M'Zvalim. So if, let's say, you're leaving out Tevin Vekash, straw, and what you now hope to do is that people are going to step on it, again, it's going to decompose, and again, it's going to be used for fertilizer. V'huzak behem acher, and somebody else slips and falls on it, so chay ben isko. So you're now going to be liable. Okay. And now kol hakodem behem zacha, v'asur mishim gezo. And anyone who wants to take it and can help themselves to take it, and asur mishim gezo. Now, we're going to, in a moment, explain that even better. And Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel Amar Kol HaMekaklim Bershos Rabim. V'hiziko chayim l'shalem and v'kol hakodem behem zacha umutarim mishum gezo. Okay. And Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel expands it to any hazard, any kilkel, anything that is going to be a hazard and damaging to others. So now, if you leave it out there, people can help themselves to it. Now, hagufakashi Amar Kol HaKodem Behem Zacha v'hadakam arasur mishum gezo. Now, the Gemara says, now, as far as the Tanakhama is concerned, let's wrap our heads around what he's trying to say. On one hand, he says, anyone who wants to help themselves to it could take it. And then, right, just one breath later, he says, Asur Mishum Gezel. You know, it's stealing if you take it. What? So, Allah Lav Hachi Kamar. Pshat has to be the following. So, Kol HaKodem Behem Zacha B'Shivchan V'Asur Mishum Gezel Agufan. So, the Gemara is proposing the following. That according to the Tanakhama, so what can people help themselves to? Shevach. Only when it is finally composted. Then and only then people could take it. But however, when it's the actual fruits and vegetables themselves pre-composting, so then people can't take it. That's what the Tanakhama is teaching us. And also, Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel, Amem Rafila Begufa Nami Kol HaKodem Behem Zacha, and the Rashbags of the position, that no, people can help themselves to the finished compost product. Alternatively, they can also take the original as well. So the Gemara says, so now what we have over here is, it's the only way we can wrap our head around what's happening in the Braisa. And if this is right, that's an if, but if this is right, turns out that this machlokas between Rav and Ziri is really a machlokas between the Tanakhama and the Rashbag. Okay. L'Ziri Vadai Tanahi. So the Gemara says, look, from Ziri's standpoint, absolutely right. Meaning, it's a machlokas between the Tanakhama and the Rashbag. You're right. However, L'Rav, Milematanahi. But according to Rav, not necessarily. In other words, here's what we're going to argue. And that is, Dekuleyama Kantugufa Mishum Shivchan. Okay, I'm going to say, like Rav says, that the Chachamim penalized you both on the Shevach and on the Guf. And that's Lekule Amah. That's according to both. V'hacha b'alacha v'emarikin kamiflagi. Over here, it's a question of how prepared are we to disseminate this information? Meaning, if you want to know what the Ikur Halacha is, somebody leaving out the Kash, the Tevin, in the street. Can somebody come and take it? The answer is yes. At what state, according to Rav? Doesn't matter. Guf, Shevach, it doesn't matter. Somebody can take it. Okay, fine. In other words, and that's a given, and that's the halacha. Okay, so that, if that's the halacha, now what's the nuance between the Tanakam and the Rashbag? So the Gemara now explains, the nuance is the following, and that is that that's the halacha. Are we prepared now to disseminate that to everybody? Mm-hmm. Because, as you can imagine now, it's going to get a little chaotic, right? The moment somebody leaves something out there, now anyone can go ahead and can take it. So Itmar Ravunam Rav Halacha V'ein Morin Kain. Rav Adabav Amar Halacha U'morin Kain. So can someone help themselves to it L'chatchila? So according to Rav Adabav, yes, and according to Ravuna, no. And the Gemara is now proposing, that's the machlokas between the Tanakam and the Rashbag. Meaning the Halacha is that somebody can take it, but should he? In other words, then are we going to disseminate this information? That's the machlokas. Iniva Rav Huna Afker Chushle, Rav Adabava Afker Sili Kusta. So the Gemara says, okay, but I'm just telling you that I know two case studies. One by Rav Huna and the other was Rav Adabava. And what they did is that they publicly announced to everybody, hey, that guy over there left out his, now in case number one, it was Chushla, barley. barley. Mm-hmm. And number two is likusa. Okay, dates.
Residue.
Right, date residue. Psola, says Rashi. Correct. So over here, I'm having two case studies where somebody left it out for the purposes of decomposition. And these Amorim told the public, help yourselves. So you're telling me now that we have a machlokus of whether morinkane or ain't morinkane. I'm giving you two case studies where the Chachmei Amorim invited others to go ahead and to take. So Bishlam Rav Adabava Kishmaite. Now according to Rav Adabava, there's no problem whatsoever. Because Rav Adabava also happens to be of the opinion, Halacha Umorinkane. So that'd be fine. But Ella Rav Huna Lema Hadarbe. But Rav Huna allowing other people to help themselves to it, how why would he do that? Rav Huna happens to be of the position of Halacha V'in Morinkane. So the Gemara says, I know, but so Hanu Mutrim Havu. So the Gemara says this case is different. Why is this case different? Because these people were already warned, meaning that you had a person who was a repeat offender leaving his stuff out in the street in order to decompose, and the Chachamim knocked on his door and politely said to him, don't do that. You're leaving a hazard out in the street. And what did he do? Ignored and did it again and ignored it, did it again. And we have Gemaras throughout Shas to talk about repeat offenders. And when it comes to repeat offenders, who are clearly not interested in compliance. So the Chachamim have every right to go ahead and to penalize greater than what's the baseline halacha. So over here, for this repeat offender, Rav Huna said, look, for most people, I wouldn't say anything. In other words, I generally say halacha v'ein morin kein. But you're a repeat offender? I'm telling everybody now, you leave your trash. It's not trash, right? One person's trash is another person's treasure. So, but you leave your compost out there. So I'm telling people, go ahead and take. Don't do it again. And if you do, I'm just telling people to take. Adkan, that takes us to the end of yesterday's daf, the end of yesterday's sugya. So a question now of you leaving your compost out in the Rishos HaRabim. So number one, in terms of just basic summary, don't do it. It's clear. In other words, you're leaving a hazard out there. And if you do, so in other words, on one hand, so understand why you did this, because you obviously want the decomposition process to accelerate, and leaving out in the street will do so. On the other hand, you will be having full liability for any damage that occurs on it. In other words, that compost is going to be treated like a boar brusha sarabin, and therefore you're going to have full liability. Mind you, by the way, I say full liability, under the category of boar. In other words, right, remind yourselves what is incorporated, including the category of boar, that for that you're going to have liability. Right, see above in the Masech. That happens to be later this morning. We're going to go over it again in the upcoming sugya, and then that's number one. Number two is the kanas, meaning that because you left your compost out in the street, so now people can help themselves to it. People could take it. What can they take? Can they take the pre compost or the post compost? So machlokes between Rav and Zeiri. The halacha seems to be siding with Rav that people can help themselves to everything. Pre and post, the guf and the shevach. The Gemara thought that maybe this is comparable to other cases in halacha. Gemara says not necessarily. And then the Gemara concludes in terms of whether or not this halacha is an ideal and we should be disseminating this to everybody, or maybe not. Maybe it is the halacha, but at the same time we should have reservation about sharing this information with others. Okay. Adkan. Takes us to the end of yesterday's daf, yesterday's sugya. And now we get to the traffic accidents. Okay, now it's very easy, by the way, to take the examples of the Mishnah over here in the upcoming Gemara and compare it to modern-day traffic violations. Not violations, sorry, but traffic collisions. Okay, it happens regularly. And that is that one car stops and another car just goes right into the first car. And then the question of liability. Okay, it's basic and it happens all the time. Right. It may be, however, that obviously Bizman HaGemara, so everything was pedestrian. And so these collisions now are with two people walking, as opposed to nowadays, it's a vehicle. It may not be the same. That's where you need a Rav and a Posek to tell you whether they're the same or not. I don't serve as a Rav and as a Posek. I serve as just somebody interested in learning Gemara. And in terms of now making modern application of it, that's a Posek's job, not mine. So over here, nice and simple, straightforward case where two people are walking in the same direction. The person in front goes ahead and trips, falls. second person trips over the first guy. So the Mishnah says, really simple, Harishon chayv b'nizkei sheni, that now the first person is going to have full liability for any damages that occur to the second person who tripped over him. Okay. It's really...
Why don't we apply the rouse principle if it was a ground?
Hold on. We're going to get to a lot of details over here. All we did was we just learned the Mishnah. Let's start with the Gemara.
Just opposite traffic.
Huh?
Because the second car that hits the first car is live.
Again, right now, I know it's tempting. I know it's tempting to go right to cars. Let's stay with the Mishnah. Let's stay with the Gemara. We're right now learning the Mishnah and the Gemara. We're going to be talking about pedestrian and walking. Okay? So, and again,
you shouldn't be walking so close to the guy being in front of you.
Okay, right. So, Amar Rabbi Yochanan lo tema masnitz and Rabbi Meir hidamar nitka poshehu v'chayev. So now, we are assigning fault to the person in the front. Now, why is he getting faulted? So, the Gemara says, I know it's tempting. What's tempting is to say that the first person tripped, and tripping is negligence. Now, if you recall, if you remember, so this is a major debate that we saw earlier in the Masechta. Machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, whether or not tripping is in fact negligent or not. I know it's tempting, says the Gemara, to say that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Meir, that tripping is negligent, so that's why now we can assign fault to the first person. I know it's tempting. The Gemara says, don't do it. Don't do it. So, Ela filo Rabban Adamianos uopater, hachachayev. What I'm going to tell you, says Rav Yochanan, is that our Mishnah is even going like the Chachamim, who are you and Rav Meir. Tripping is not negligent. Tripping is an accident. It's ones. So if it's tripping is an accident, then it's ones. So now why are we assigning fault to the first person? So Shahaya lo lamod velo amad. Because do you know why we're assigning fault to number one? Because number one had time to get up. So Shita's Rav Yochanan is that assigning fault to number one is because he should have gotten up. Meaning, he had time to get up, and he didn't get up. Now, that would mean that according to Rav Yochanan, let's say he didn't have time to get up. So then we don't assign fault. Okay? That's important. Just keep that in mind in terms of Rav Yochanan Shita. Rav Nachma Yitzhakama Afilo Teima Lo Hayah Lo Lamod. So, Hayah Lo Lehazir Velo Hizir. So, and Rav Nachman goes, I'll step one step further. And that is, do you know why we're going to assign fault to number one? Not because he didn't have time to get up, even if he didn't have time to get up. If he could have warned the person behind him, and he didn't, so that already is enough cause to assign fault to number one. Okay, so according to Rav Nachman Yitzchak, so that is a much lower bar, a much lower threshold. Meaning that we're faulting number one, not because he didn't get up, we're faulting number one for not opening up his mouth and not warning the person behind him, hey, right, look down over here, right, I stopped, and now he's warning the person in front of him. Okay, so, Rav Yochanan Amar, Kevin de lo hayah lo lamod, lo hayah lo lahazir, de tarid, and Rav Yochanan would say no. In other words, he does not believe that that's enough of reason to assign fault, meaning that the first person had to warn the second person. The first person right now fell. And understandably, says Rav Yochanan, preoccupied with the fall that he currently has. So just because he didn't warn is not enough of a reason to assign fault to number one. So what we have over here in the Gemara is a really basic machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Rav Nachman Yitzchak in terms of why placing fault with number one. Right? One and two are walking, same direction. One stops, one falls. Sorry, not stops. One falls, we'll get to stop later this morning. One falls, and then two trips over one. The Mishnah tells us that now one has full liability, and the question is why? So the Gemara first and foremost sidesteps the tempting option of, well, tripping is negligence. The Gemara says, no. I know it's tempting to say that, don't say that. But rather, tripping is one. So then, why assign fault to number one? So here are basic machlokas. So according to Rav Yochanan, it's because we're talking specifically about a case where he had time to get up and he didn't. Then and only then do we assign fault to number one. And Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, no, I'm going to go further. Even if he didn't have time to get up, but he had time to warn and he didn't warn, for that reason we're assigning fault to number one. Good. So that's a basic machlokas tanan. Obviously with tremendous ramifications, obviously. Meaning that if he didn't have time to get up and he didn't warn, so now... according to Rav Nachman Yitzchak, liable. According to Rav Yochanan, not liable. Right? So, Tanan, so the Gemara now is going to try to see, of these two positions, which one seems to be more correct. So this is the Mishnah we're going to see, God willing, in tomorrow's daf. And that the Mishnah is that two people are walking, one's with a beam, and the other is with a jug. So the Nishbar Chavitz Bekara Potter. Now, if, let's say, the guy walking behind with the barrel is walking at an accelerated pace and runs right into the person in front of him, so now fault is assigned to number two. Well, in other words, if the barrel breaks, what the Bala Chavis cannot do now is go to the first person and say, hey, you owe me. In other words, no, I was walking at my pace. You saw you're walking behind me. You should be walking at the same pace. You're not happy with my pace? Okay. But in other words, I'm moving. So, V'im Amad Bal Korech Hayav. However, the Mishnah will tell us that if the first person with the beam stops, and now the second person collides with the first person, so now the first person is going to be chayav because he stopped, and you're in the street, and you're not allowed to stop in the street. Now, my love, Amalekatev Dorchehu. Now, he paused over here for what reason? The Gemara assumes that there are one of two options. Either number one, to redistribute the weight. In other words, again, back in the good old days, so you right, we're not with the cars. It's you. It's manpower. And so you need a moment to just pause and redistribute. You're carrying a heavy load. So over here he's carrying a beam. So he paused to redistribute. And that is perfectly acceptable. Meaning, that's people should anticipate that. On the other hand, people could stop because some. Okay, I'll say it strongly so that you can hear the distinction. Because you're an idiot. Okay, sorry, I said it strong. I know I did. So in other words, you're in the street and you decide now's a good time to stop. Okay, good. So now, obviously, that's much different. So the Gemara says, "My love, shama lekatev dorchehu v'ktani chayav." Ah, so over here, he's not an idiot. In other words, he stopped to redistribute. And still he's going to be held liable. So he just stopped to redistribute the weight, and he's going to be held liable. So why? So the Gemara assesses. I'll tell you why. Because Havale Lahazir, because what he should have done is that he should have, the red light should have gone on. The brake light should have gone on. Okay, now, right, now I'm making it contemporary. But in other words, but basically what he should do is he should now turn to the person behind him and say, hey, I'm stopping, even though I'm stopping for a good reason, but he should notify the person behind him. And because he didn't, therefore he's held liable. If our analysis is good analysis, obviously, this is a strong support for Rav Nachman Yitzchak. So, lo kisham alafush. So, the Gemara says, right, that all would be fair if you're right. But the Gemara says, I don't know if you're right. In other words, maybe the reason why he stopped, the guy holding the beam, is because he's an idiot. And therefore, assigning liability to the number one is because he's an idiot. So
the second person be further back to make sure that, responsibility.
Correct. So, but in other words, but the person in front stopped.
No, they stand up, but he should leave enough space. Well, that's over the car.
Correct.
Enough, so in case the guy stopped, you have enough time to.
Correct.
Stop.
That's why. Good. That's why I caution. I caution everybody that I know all this. It seems to be really simple application to the case of cars and traffic. I don't know if they're comparable. From the Gemara standpoint, if the person in front stopped, and not because of redistribution, but just simply stopped because, now's a good time to rest. In other words, the Gemara's assumption, I'm presenting it from the Gemara standpoint. Gemara's assumption is he's an idiot, and he's totally in the wrong. Totally. So, I know, but that's where the Gemara stands on this. Ava amad lekatef my potter. So the Gemara says, okay. So if you're now right that we're going to make a distinction between whether he stopped not to redistribute, but he stopped because just simply he felt now is a good time to stop. So the Gemara says, so adid ni seifa imam labala chavis amod pater liflug v'listin bidida. So the Gemara says, okay, but now I'm not following. We're going to make a distinction in why he stopped. So the Gemara says, make a chiluk right there. In terms of why he stopped, so make that distinction in the Braisa if in fact you're right. So the Gemara says, so the Gemara says, yeah, I know. But do you know what the Mishnah wants to teach us? The Mishnah wants to teach us the following. And that is that even by Amal Lafush, in defense of Rav Yochanan, Even if he's stopping just because now he thinks it's a good time to rest. It's not a good time to rest. But even though he's stopping for that reason, if he turns around and warns the person behind him, that'll create a patur. That'll create an exemption. Okay, so, right, interesting. So, in defense of Rav Yochanan, that's why the Mishnah moved on to that case. So, Tashma, the Gemara says, okay, let's do this again. Round number two. Kedar v'zagig nishayu machan zacharzeh. So here now, it's the same thing. Just happens to be that it's a brace, it's not the Mishnah. Happens to be one's holding pottery, the other one's holding glass. Either way. So once again over here, slapstick comedy. First person trips and falls. Second person trips over the first person. And now, v'shlishi b'sheini. But wait one second, the comedy's not over. So over here, now you have a third person falling over the second person. Rishon chayi b'nitzke sheini, sheini chayi b'nitzke shlishi. So now, one is going to be held at fault for all damages done to two. Two is going to be at fault for all damages done to three. Please wait. We're going to explain that better in just a moment. Now, if one is responsible for the fall of two and three, so then one is going to then be held financially liable for all the damages done to two and three. Now, if they issue warnings to the person behind, stop, because I fell. So then once you issue warning, so now that creates an exemption. That's a patur. Now, my love shalayam alahem lahamod. So the Gemara says, now, over here, what's the context? What happened over here? Presumably, there wasn't enough time to get up. So the Gemara says, and if that's true, so that's a hochacha. That's going to be a proof for Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Meaning there wasn't time to get up, and under those circumstances, you're going to be held liable. Why? Because you should have warned. Lo shayilam lamod. So the Gemara says, nah, in defense of Rav Yochanan, the case under review is where you didn't have time to get up. Where you did have time to get up. And therefore, fault is going to be assigned as a function of, you had time to get up and you didn't. So the Gemara says, ella lo yalam lamod ma'ai potter. So the Gemara says, oh, really? So that means that if there wasn't time to get up, you'd be exempt. So we have had the seifa imizira zedze potter liflaglis imidida. The Gemara says, I don't get it. In other words, if there is such a distinction, why doesn't the Braisa spell out the distinction? Time to get up, not time to get up. So the Gemara says, So the Gemara says, you're right, a distinction could have been made, but what the Braisa wanted to do was give us the following, and that is that even if you did have time to get up, still, a warning to the person behind you is enough to exempt. Okay. Good. Adkan. All right. So, where are we right now? Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph, towards the bottom of the Amud. And right now, people are walking in the street. Right? First person falls. Second person now trips over him. Second person is going to be, it can extract payment for all damages done by number one. Why? So, over here, you can either go with the Reb Meir that tripping is negligence, but the Gemara says, but you don't have to do that. You can, one of two reasons offered in the Gemara, either Rav Yochanan or Rav Nachman Yitzchak. According to Rav Yochanan, fault is going to be assigned to number one. Why? Because he had time to get up and he didn't. Which means that according to Rav Yochanan, if he didn't have time to get up, so then he's not going to be held liable. That's Shitas Rav Yochanan. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, no, I don't believe that's correct. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, even if he didn't have time to get up, he's going to be held liable. Why? Because he should have warned the person behind him. By not warning the person behind him, now he's going to be held liable. And even if there wasn't time to get up, still, liability is a function of the fact that he didn't warn. That's the sheet of Rav Nachman Yitzchak. And the Gemara just spent the first amud of today's daf litigating to see which position fits in better to the Mishnah and the Braisa.
Does the Gemara give a shift for the amount of time the guys can have to get up?
According to Rav Yochanan, I don't know if there's a time. In other words, you're probably right. There is a time. The Gemara doesn't speak it out. Okay. In terms of the halacha, by the way, the Rishonim seem to favor of Nachman Yitzchak. Okay. Again, much longer discussion. Reading up on it last night. But anyway, that's number one. Okay, here we go. Amar Rava. Okay, the remainder of today's daf, unbelievably complicated, and I'm going to do it in short order. So what happened over here? We had a three-car pileup. But again, it's not cars, it's people. Okay, one fell, two tripped over one. Right? Then the third person behind tripped over two. One is liable for the damages to two. Two is liable for the damages of three. That's what we just learned together. So, Amar Rava, Rishon Chayav, Beniske Sheni, Ben Beniske Gufo, Ben Beniske Mamono, and Sheni Chayav, Beniske Shlishi, Beniske Gufo, Velo Beniske Mamono. So Rava says, okay, so within this accident, so one's liability towards two, and two's liability towards three. So one's liability towards two is that, let's say two runs into either the body of number one or the property of number one. The one is going to be fully liable for all those damages, whether it's he, number one himself, or the property of number one causing number two's damage. He's going to be fully liable. However, before we get to the however, so why? So we're presenting it nice and quickly, and we're presenting it like Rashi. So if two falls over the body, trips over the body of one, so that's what's called an halacha adam amazik. So now you're going to now you're going to be responsible. If, however, two fall, if two trips over the property of one, what is the property of one? Not adam amazik, but that's boar. So now you're going to be liable for the damages of boar. But again, quick reminder, the damages of boar are only going to be covering what? What's the coverage of boar? Only on nizke haguf, but not on your kalim. Remember, by boar, there's a patur kalim. So that means to say that if you trip over the property of one, if two trips over the property of one, so then he could expect and demand full reparation for any damage done to him. But if his kalim get damaged by tripping over the property of one, no reparation. No tashlumim, because that's boar. And boar, there's a patur kalim. Patur has a patur adam for the death of adam. I had the same back and forth in my own head. But in other words, that point we clarified a couple of times, and we get to clarify again today. The patur adam by boar is only by death, not by nezek. And now, sheni chayav b'nizkei shlishi b'nizkei gufa v'lo b'nizkei mamono. Now, as far as now two to three, the relationship of liability between two and three, that's only with your body, but not with your mamon. That, of course, needs clarification. Why? So, man of shach, and the Gemara says, wait 1 second. Inet ka poshehu sheni naim lechayv. Inet ka la poshehu afilu rishon naim lipater. So the Gemara says, wait, the act of tripping, is that negligence or not negligence? If it's negligence, that's negligent on the part of one and two. If it's not negligent, it's neither negligent for neither one nor two. How can you make a separation between the liabilities of one versus the liabilities of number two? So the Gemara says, Rishon vade posheu. So sheni gufo mechayev. I'm sorry. Rishon vade posheu. So as far as number one is concerned, so it's a pshia. In other words, he tripped, he fell, tripped over nothing. He tripped over himself. It's negligent. And he's going to be liable. However, sheni agufa mechayev. But as far as number two is concerned, so any damages that's done with his body is going to be chayev. Da'avale lama v'lo amad. Because even though, look, he tripped over one, but at the same time he had time to get up, he didn't get up. However, mamono pater. But in other words, and so any damages done from two to three, where three is now being damaged by the body of two, so he's going to be liable. However, when it comes to the property of number two, vis-a-vis number three, i.e. number three tripped over the property of number two. So for that, number two is not going to be chayav. Why? Gemara says, Haibira lav anakrise. Because consider, if my property were to be a nezek, what category would it file under? Boar. But wait 1 second. Boar is only going to be, I'm only going to be held responsible and liable for boar only when I create the boar. Over here, what happened? I tripped over one. So in other words, I understand. I had time to get up, I didn't get up. Fine. But in other words, but my property, which is now a hazard and is now a boar, but I'm not the one who created that hazard. So you can't hold me accountable for my property damaging when meanwhile, I'm only going to be chayav by boar when I create the boar. Okay. Meitzvah, the Gemara says, all this is, first of all, it's all difficult. I'm just going to admit. But in other words, all this is reasonable. However, we have a braisa. What does the braisa say? Kulin chayavin al nizke gufan, upaturin al nizke mamonam. They're all going to be chayav and nezek aguf, but they're all going to be exempt from nezek, from the nezek of their property. So my love afila risha. Now, presumably, what the braisa means is even the first person. Now, all that braisa that we just read together, qualifying this scenario, certainly doesn't seem to be going like Rava's pshat. So lo levar mi rishon. The Gemara says, nah, don't read the braisa that's going on one and two. It's only going on number two. So the Gemara says, vay kulam ketan. The Gemara says, come on. Read the braisa. The braisa that we just read says, on all of them. So all of them, in other words, who are we looking at liability for? Only two people. Number one towards two. Number two towards number three. And now the braisa says, and on all of them, and now you're telling me, well, all doesn't mean all. It just means number two, but not number. That's not pshat. So I'm Rav Ada Bava Kulam Anizakin. So Rav Ada Bava says Kulam is talking about the people who are injured. Haimai, the Gemara says, come on. Iyamar Bishlama Filo Rishon Haindin Tiktani Kulan. Eliyamar Levarmi Rishon My Love Lisnei Hanizakin. Well, if we're talking about the people that were damaged, so don't then confuse me by saying the word Kulan. So Ela Amar Rava. So the Gemara says, okay. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to try a different pshat altogether. Let's try the following. Elam Arava Rishon Chaya Bein Beniske Gufa Desheni Bein Beniske Mamona Desheni. We're going to try now a new pshat, a totally brand new pshat. So if you can, by the way, if you can, clear everything we just learned. Let's try this one out. One towards two. One towards two is going to have full liability for damages that he did towards the body of number two, or damages that he did towards the property of number two. Okay? So the Visheni, Chai Benizke Shlishi, Benizke Gufa, Vela Benizke Mamono, and two vis-a-vis three is going to be liable for bodily damage of three, but not for property damage of three. Okay? Everyone see what we just did? This is a major shift from the first approach. In the first approach, we were talking about what did the damage. Now we're talking, this new pshat is what got damaged. So my time, so havale bor v'lamatzina bor shechayv bo ezakelim. And the Gemara over here makes an unbelievably interesting proposition. And that is, why is it that when it comes to two to three, two is only going to be liable for the damages done to three body, but not to the damages done to three's property. So the Gemara over here makes the following suggestion. And I admit, this is going to be a chiddush, and that is, do you know that when two falls down to the ground, do you know what two now is going to be categorized? Two, you got it. You got it so quickly. It took me forever. So the two is going to be categorized as a boar. Okay, in other words, and now he, the person, will be under the category of boar. And we know that boar is only going to be liable for Nizke Adam, not for Nizke Kalim. Oh, okay. That's an excellent point. Okay. You really know Baba Kama. So good. Velomatzina bor shechai bo zakelim. So the Gemara says, Hani cheshmol damar kol takala borhu. Ela l'rav damar yafkare in vilolo. So the Gemara says, yeah, you know, that works great for Shmuel. Because Shmuel says everything's a bor. In other words, whether you were a mafker, whether you were not mafker. But remember Shita's Rav? We've gone over the Shita numerous times. And Baruch Hashem here in Baba Kama, we're going to just keep going over it again and again. We're going to get it. According to Rav, the only thing that's a boar is something that's hefker. If it's not hefker, it's not a boar. Your body. Can you declare it hefker? Of course not. So according to Rav, this approach simply is not going to work. You can't become a boar because boar by definition has to be something which is ownerless. You can't make your body ownerless. So Michael Amemar. So la'olam kedamer mikar. So the Gemara says, okay, it was a really interesting approach, but it's limited because it only works according to Shmuel. It doesn't work according to Rav. Well, what are we going to do today? Go back to number one. Okay, so in other words, so back to number one, and that is in one, two, and three, Niske Guf, Niske Mamon, we're talking about what did the damage, not what was damage. We're going to go back to our first pshat. What did the damage? Kedekamra mikara. U dekashla kulan chayavin. So now, what was the problem? The appended Raisa, that all of them, right? Kulan chayavin. So the Gemara says, right, even number one. So Tirgum Ravada Brabin Yomei Kamed Ravino Huzku Kalim Bekalim. So the Gemara says, okay, here's what we'll say. The word kulam is going on when a kli damages a kli. On all those examples, so you're going to, they're going to be chayef. Okay. That's how you'll fix it up. And just to finish up the daf today, Amar, Imachmas Rishon, Naflu Rishon, Chay Beniske Kulam. In 1, 2, and 3, so what do we say? 2 trips over 1 and 3 trips over 2. So 1 will be liable to 2 and 2 will be liable to 3. And again, we'll try to figure out what that liability is going to include and incorporate. Fine. But then the Brisa said, you know, if 2 and 3 trip over 1, 1's going to be liable towards 2 and 3. So the Gemara wants to know a very simple question. Machmas Rishon Hechanafo. How are they both tripping over 1? Gemara gives simple suggestions. Rav Papa Amar, De Paschal Orche Kishilda, Rezvid Amar, Kichutra De Samyusa. The way Rashi understands it effectively, it's the same basic idea. When 1 fell, he was sprawled across the street. And so now 2 and 3 basically tripped over 1. Okay, nice and simple. Okay, let's just leave it at that. Adkan. Tomorrow, God willing, we start with the Mishnah.